the saddest words of tongue or pen are the words, what might have been. John Greenleaf Whittier. Yeah, I didn't say it, he did, but I tell you this, it's worth thinking about in today's world, the things that could have been. But here's why, not for what they could have been to you, but the things that could have been for those around you. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Monday morning. Where I'm at, it's a beautiful minus 9 degrees with wind chill. Love it. Hope you're somewhere warm. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel that rocks, it shocks, it ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Trying to get higher every time I say that. It's not always working. Hey, today I want to talk to you about death, but not in the way you would think about it. Let me read our text out of Acts chapter 2, verse 40. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, this is Peter, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Now you might go, how does this have to do with death? Well, the word there, corrupt, when you look at it, it means it has this ongoing effect. Save yourself from what this generation, from what the wrong actions and the wrong values and the wrong goals, save yourself from what they can do. The choices you make are either going to multiply good or multiply bad. So going back to our quote at the opening of the podcast, the worst thing that could be said is those that never have been. You know, I mean, there are a lot of sad words, but what about the words that I should have or I could have? And so when we talk about death, no one wants to die thinking I would have or I should have or I could have. It should be I did. And here is again why, because of how it affects those around you. Not just you. Look, if you lived in a vacuum and your actions only affected you, fine, have at it. I guess that's between you and God. You know what to do, but if you choose not to do the right thing, it only affects you. You're going to stand before God and, you know, he'll decide heaven or hell. But that's not the case. How quickly we forget that my actions affect everybody. When people say, well, I'm not, you know, pro-abortion, you know, I'm pro-life, but, you know, I'm not going to hold it against anybody. And, you know, that's your decision. That's your belief, not my belief. And I'm not going to push my beliefs on you. Again, you might think that decision that you're making is harmless because it's just you. But your decision affects everybody around you. Some people say, well, I listen to this music and I go to this movie, but it doesn't hurt anybody. It's just me. No, you're supporting a horrible cause. You're putting money into the pockets of coffers who want to see a corrupt, morally society in the United States. Our actions have consequences, period. So when you think about going to a funeral and standing around and listening to what people say, what do you want them to say? Because really what they're saying, regardless if they say he was a nice guy or he was kind of a jerk or man, he had a huge farm or man, he was a great businessman or man, he loved his grandkids. What they're really talking about, get this through your head. They're talking about the choices you made because the outcome of your choices are right there in the casket. So no matter what they say, whether good or bad, they're really just expounding on what you chose to do, what you chose to believe, where you chose to go and to do and to see, what you chose to believe. I mean, that's really the bottom line. Your casket is full of choices, or I guess maybe not just choices, but it's kind of the full circle, you know, the consequences of your choices, good or bad. So my parents, they tell about a funeral that they went to. It was back in 91, and the man who died had his sons there, his grandsons, and his great-grandson. And all the sons got up and talked about their father, and the grandsons got up and talked about their grandfather, and the great-grandson wasn't old enough to, but you could tell he loved his great-grandfather. And my parents share about how they went on and on about all the ways that this man had impacted them. They said things like, He lived like Christ 24 hours a day. He was always happy, positive, joyful. He had a great sense of humor. One said he had integrity that was true blue. He was the most hardworking man I knew. Another said he never complained or criticized. And then someone said, my grandpa set the pace for God. He never turned back. He gave me someone to look up to. These are phenomenal. They're amazing. And they say these not because of who he was, because who he was because of what he did. They said those things because of what he did. Again, Acts chapter 2, verse 40. Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Save yourself from the choices this generation is making that is messing them up. So, what do you want your pile of choices in the casket to represent? Because that's all you are in the casket. You're just a pile of choices. You're just one giant outcome. You're the sum of what you did for 60 years, 80 years, 90 years. It's like the, you know, you have the 2 + 9 equals. Well, the casket is the equal sign and you're the answer. So your choices plus your choices equal the casket. What does it say about you? What does it say about you? You know, the idea that we live alone, stand alone, make our own choices, become our own man, become our own woman. We don't need anybody. What I do doesn't affect anybody else. That is a giant lie. And if you don't think so, go ask kids about what their father meant to them or didn't mean to them. Go ask grandkids what their grandpa meant or did not mean to them. And you'll find out real quickly that that father's choices, that grandfather's choices, didn't just stay at home with him. They didn't just affect his life. They affect that kid's father and that kid's grandfather and everybody, because choices have consequences. And the consequence is you sitting in that coffin. Think about it. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, thanks for sharing the podcast and rating the podcast. It means a lot. If you haven't done so, please do. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.